Radio Prague News.
Czech President Václav Klaus expressed strong criticism of the hard liquor ban, calling it a heavy-handed move. The Czech government has come up with measures that may actually help to end the countrywide ban soon. And the Constitutional Court has ruled that last year's surprise search of the Czech television offices was illegal and excessive. President Václav Klaus criticized the recently imposed ban on the sale of hard liquor on Wednesday, calling it an ill-advised and a heavy-handed move. On his visit to Italy, the president indicated that the main problem lies with the state's inept regulation and control of alcohol production and sales. President Klaus believes that one of the sources of the current problem is that the state has levied an absurdly high tax on alcohol in the past, which motivated people to circumvent legal standards. Prime Minister Petr Nečas and Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek responded to the comments by reiterating their conviction that the ban was absolutely necessary to ensure public safety. The Czech Finance and Agriculture Ministers have come up with proposals on Wednesday that would help alleviate the ban on hard liquor that was instituted on Friday, September the 14th. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek proposed to print new excise stamps, which would be attached to newly produced or imported bottles of alcohol. The new stamps would clearly let consumers know that the alcohol was produced after the ban and that its origin has been verified. Agriculture Minister Petr Bendl said he wants to introduce so-called birth certificates for liquor bottles that would make their origin and ingredients clearly traceable. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said both measures will be part of a government directive that should be ready on Thursday. The Czech Constitutional Court ruled on Wednesday that last year's police inspection of the Czech television offices was illegal and excessive. The court also ruled that the search warrant was issued unconstitutionally. 10 military police officers in face masks and carrying machine guns burst into the Czech television offices in Prague on March 11th of last year. The team was looking for information connected to the case of the former head of military secret police, Miroslav Krejčík. The Constitutional Court said the search was not necessary in order to obtain the information and that the inspection officers did not fully act according to protocol. An autopsy on an elderly woman in the Zlín region revealed the cause of death to have been methanol poisoning, which makes this the 23rd victim since September 6th. The woman was found dead in her apartment on Monday by her son. Another man was also found dead in his apartment on Wednesday morning in Zlín, and the police are looking into the cause of death. The lower house of the Czech parliament approved an amendment on energy-saving measures in buildings, overruling President Václav Klaus's veto from August. According to the new law, which should come into effect as of next year, all buildings will have to be marked with the level of their energy efficiency. The law also encourages building owners to take energy-saving measures and introduces the concept of zero-energy buildings. The amendment was introduced in order to meet the requirements of an EU directive. A hospital in the East Moravian city of Zlín released two patients on Tuesday who were treated there for methanol poisoning since September 11th. Both women sustained no long-term damage to their health. 10 more people being treated for methanol poisoning remain in the hospital. And now for the weather. We shall see partly cloudy and sunny skies and occasional rain showers with day temperatures ranging between 13 and 17 degrees Celsius. I'm Masha Walensky, and that's all for the news.